I knew it wasn't going to be just a friendly jump. I had to work at it, and I worked at it with some help, supporters, and obviously my wife and family are 100% in this. They was kind of my leading background. They pushed me and made me do things that I should do properly.
I have a sneaking suspicion that some of the kids maybe that saw you when you were in school and doing the representative for law enforcement in the school systems, right? What do we call that?
That when I was in the school for the sheriff's office, I was the DARE officer.
DARE, yes.
But now I'm the chief of police for the Rossville School Police.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the kids are used to seeing you
there,
and then they become voting age, and here we go.
Yeah, it's a good thing. The schools are a great place. Obviously, we have to have the schools safe. That's one of my big goals. That and passing school buses. I just can't imagine how somebody can't see something big and yellow with red flashing lights on.
Good point. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to see people do that. What are going to be a couple of your priorities? I'm going to assume that you're going to be voted in with the numbers on the wall. It'd be, I think, kind of naive not to admit that. So what's going to be on your agenda as you move into office?
Obviously, we're going to... The council appointed me, the party appointed me to fill in to Ron Gashaw's spot when he resigned. Our goal is obviously to be fiscal stewards of the finances and not spend money on foolish things. I just am going to get my sea legs pretty much to try to keep us in a normal spending environment where we don't, it's nice to get the fancy Cadillac, but when we can get by with a
good used Chevrolet.
Yeah, and that's not reflective on any agency or any department, but
well,
yeah.
like out at the airport, we do not have a 100LL truck, and I heard that it's perhaps we're going to take a used one, get a chassis, and use parts and kind of cobble together something that's going to work.
Yeah, and there's enough people now that are involved in the council and such a diverse group of people. We have farmers, we have businessmen, we have policemen. It's just one of them things that we're going to look at it very hard and try to get the most bang for our buck.
Carol Price, I interviewed her a little bit earlier, and she is your counterpart right down the deck from you in a different district, District 1. And she said, virtually unlimited needs, but limited resources. So you have to parse out what and whatnot.
We have to make sure what's going, the priorities are there and put into place measures that we can measure our performance, which the public can do that by obviously elections. But I'm looking at it more as a dollars and cents. If we give money to XYZ, I'd like a little bit of return by seeing what XYZ is doing now. Mm-hmm. So just a balance of the books.
Very good. Anything you want to add as we look again at the board here? Only two voting centers are outstanding. You have a commanding lead, is actually speaking lightly. So anything else you want to add?
I just want to thank everybody. I've known you as long as we are old, and it's just one of them great things when the community comes together and realizes that there are people out there that can help make this transition. And today, obviously, that proves it, that we're transitioning into another dimension for me. I'm going to be looking hard and listening and and being a steward of the taxpayers.
Very good. Thank you, Joe. Okay. I appreciate it, and congratulations. Mm-hmm.